Photos, plane load of illegals deported to Venezuela thanks to Trump deal. By John Binder on March 25, 2025. Following an agreement between President Donald Trump and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, illegal aliens deported from the United States have arrived in the socialist country. This week, Trump secured an agreement with Maduro to resume deportation flights of illegal aliens out of the United States to Venezuela. On Monday evening, a deportation flight landed in La Guaira, Venezuela, filled with illegal aliens who had been in Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) custody while awaiting deportation. The Maduro regime has largely been an uncooperative partner in receiving its nationals back from the United States. Last year, for example, there were no deportation flights to Venezuela. That changed in January when the Trump administration got Venezuela to begin accepting its nationals. Maduro, though, then stopped accepting nationals when Trump terminated a license granted by former President Joe Biden to California-based Chevron that allowed the oil giant to resume oil production in Venezuela and sell Venezuelan oil in American markets. Ensuring Venezuela will take its nationals back is critical for the Trump administration as the president ends temporary protected status, TPS, for more than 300,000 Venezuelans in the United States, all of whom will be subject to deportation. And Biden's parole pipeline, which imported nearly 240,000 Venezuelans to the U.S. who will also now face deportation. On Monday, Trump announced economic sanctions on Venezuela that will place tariffs on foreign countries that purchase oil and gas from the socialist country. The sanctions, Trump said, are in response to the Maduro regime purposefully and deceitfully sending illegal alien gang members, including those with Tren de Aragua, to the United States via the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.